Welcome to another episode of Yashoda Health Podcast, where we discuss important health topics to keep you informed and empowered. I'm your host, Dr. Lakshmi, and today we have a crucial topic to talk about, understanding the risks, health impacts of alcohol addiction. As we know, alcohol addiction can have profound effects on both physical and mental health. To shed light on this issue, we are joined by Dr. Naveen Kumar Davuru, Senior Consultant Psychiatrist. Dr. Naveen, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
To begin with, could you provide an overview of the health risks associated with alcohol addiction? And what are some of the primary ways that excessive alcohol consumption can impact our health?
So let me first answer your question that what are the various effects because of alcohol addiction? See, alcohol addiction is a medical term where the person feels that alcohol is becoming excessive in his life, and that was a use in terms, whether the quantity in terms, whether it's a consequence also. And person feel that desperate to take the alcohol, despite of important things in the life he's neglecting, and despite of the adversarial consequence like health problems also, he's trying to take in the substance, alcohol. So this called that addiction problem. So here, if I say it, say the what are the ways to become the alcohol, become the problematic? In terms of that, if you take the alcohol, first, at what age we are started? Whether the brain maturation will be the completely happen up to the 25 years age. If we started before 25 years of age, the alcohol, especially importantly, adolescent times, still more. If you take it alcohol in young adult or adolescent times between the lesser than the 21 years of age, then definitely the alcohol effects will be the long lasting. Means whatever the changes happen in the brain, whether that generates the a certain particular behavioral patterns of alcohol intake and behavioral pattern is like the violent mode, something uncontrolled manner he's taking, something he's taking at risk situations also. So that pattern will be persist for a longer time than the adult onset. Second thing I will be able to say that binge drinking is a very local term, the local colloquial medical term we're using that. If the male person is there, if it is a 5 units, means a 50 grams of the roughly 50 grams of the 50 to 60 grams of alcohol at one occasion he is taking. It means roughly if we say that one beer can, a strong light beer can, we can able to say a 2 international units will be there. If you say it's a 3 to 4 beers of can on one occasion, if you take it, you are binge drinking. So that type of drinking having of effects very severe and very addiction prone than the person who is taking less quantity for a longer duration of time. This is one way of thing. Next, somebody will be taking heavy episodic drinking very frequently. Because 60 gram of alcohol is taking 5 times in a month, then the person will be the recruiting the pancreatitis, liver, hepatitis changes, cancer prone changes will be the very higher representation than the person who is taking lesser in quantity. And second thing is the pattern of consumption, especially women, their drinking and women gender is having of biological vulnerability to fastly experiencing of adverse consequences in terms of the health problems, in terms of the dependence development will be happen 4 times faster than the men, and there the chance of liver cirrhosis also will be 4 to 8 times faster in course. So this is called, we call telescoping phenomena. So this is the way. Next, pregnancy and child, this age population definitely having of risk on the offspring which they are the bearing for that. We call it say fetal alcohol spectrum syndromes. What happened? The brain development in the infancy will be aberrantly developed. So usually what happened? The intelligent quotient, the IQ level we say, is lesser than somewhat of adversely happened. So lesser IQ will be in compared to healthy normal pregnancy population. And not only that, intrauterine growth retardation will be there. And stillbirth miscarriage will be more frequently happen. So this type of the consequences we can see that. So pattern, it decide that. Very importantly, consumption of the alcohol when the times of driving. So the person, for example, above the 80 mg per DL, it may happen. The judgment will be impaired because of alcohol. And the prone for the risk of the accidents also. the person who is having of other medical problems, for example, diabetes, hypertension, stroke, if it is there, alcohol usually directly and indirectly it's impair the recovery of the, this chronic inflammatory condition, chronic medical conditions. So that will be prone for the more and more organ damage also. And alcohol is one of the risk factors for many chronic conditions also. So this is the way we have to see. And last but not least is the taking of alcohol high in quantity and repetitively, it's a causing for the intoxication level. Means almost all the behavioral alteration happen after the alcohol intake. That way, that type of episodes are happening regularly and repetitively, the person chance to prone for the addiction problem also.
So beyond physical health, how does alcohol addiction affect mental health and overall well-being? And what are some common mental health disorders associated with alcohol addiction, doctor?
Alcohol, basic action of the alcohol on the brain is it interrupts the communication of the brain functions. So it changes the brain-related activities also as a dose-dependent manner. If 30 mg per dl, if our body blood concentration of alcohol happen 30 mg and above, we started to seeing the experiencing the changes in the brain functions and as well as bodily functions also getting into altered in terms of the reflex reactions, judgment over the control of the motor behavior, and as well as the coordination also impaired. So this will be the eventually alcohol in a stressful time, some people will be taking more in frequency, more in quantity. So the person chances to develop the psychological health problem and as well as physical problem. Here, psychological mental health issues, very importantly, these alcohol dependence or addiction usually having a higher association with the person involved in the mood and anxiety problems. And people who are under the drunken state, they used to disinhibitedly behave in a manner that violence behavior, in a manner that self-harm behavior. Sometimes they're causing threat to the themselves and as well as other people also. And over a period of time, regular intake, the psychologically, their cognitive impairment also seen in terms of the memory disturbances, very importantly. So people will be started to forgetting the immediate things are which is happening in their surroundings. That's called recent memory impairments also. So over a period of time, regularly intoxicating and as well as some nutritional deficiency also compounding here, like a thiamine deficiency may happen. The person will be develop the acute encephalopathy pictures. Sometimes they develop the memory disturbances, personality changes. That we call Korsakoff psychosis people also. And some neuropathies also. So these all the things are happening directly and indirectly take the toll on the psychological health also.
Many individuals may not realize the extent of their alcohol consumption and its impact on their health. What are some warning signs or indications that someone may be struggling with alcohol addiction?
Yes, very important for the general public. One of your family member is taking your alcohol when it becomes the abnormal. Whether it's they're qualifying the addiction or dependence, whatever it may be. But certain warning signs we can able to pick up. In that, important thing is the consequences. Alcohol-induced consequences are significantly coming in life, like meeting the road traffic accidents because of the driving under the influence of the alcohol or something, job termination, absenteeism happening. So this is the marking for the higher some alcohol involvement happen. Second thing is the quantity and frequency, whether he is taking more and more, taking of more times of alcohol, even the daytime of also day he is taking alcohol at the time of stressful situations. Means the stressful situation make him to the more frequency, more quantity means something we have to warning here, we are developing certain conditions. Second thing is when the expected daytime or something time frames of the work, those time usually we expected alcohol will be not be the case here. But the person is having history with the in the working hours of the time, daytime time frames of the work times, he is using alcohol. It means it's severely happening. Second thing is the person, he is hiding for the amount of consumption of the alcohol, especially with the close relatives of the family member who are the concern for him. And they raise the concerns of his consumption and frequency also. That's also one of the warning signs. Very importantly, personal self-care neglect also happening sometimes. For example, they are unable to take care of their routine works, hygiene works, their environment become the neglected and thus become the very untidy. So these things are the marking for the alcohol consumption is becoming something abnormal. Second thing is unable to he himself perceive that, or some other person recognize that his alcohol consumption is happening, unable to stopping for initiation or unable to control the amount of consumption when once he is taking the started. For example, today morning I believe that I should stop my alcohol for at least a 1 month period of time. But by the end of the evening, he is taking alcohol. Sometimes he started to taking 1 to 2 pegs, I wanted to stop. But once he started, he is finding difficulty to cut down when to stop. Even the 3, 4, 5 pegs also happen, he is finding difficulty. So this is something he is also marking. And very importantly, another more warning sign is that you have to observe that despite of the he himself believed that I wanted to stop because of the health problem, some consequences. He is finding despite adverse consequences, he is continuing his alcohol despite of the doctor's advice also. Like suppose, for example, alcohol liver disease, pancreatitis, already he is having of in the history like gastritis. So still he is continuing his alcohol. Means he is something here warning for the some to rule out the alcohol addiction and dependence problems. So these are all the things person is sometimes they are the effortfully he is trying to control and he feels compelled to take the substance. Means inner intense desire to take the alcohol while seeing the shop, while seeing the same place, while seeing the same person once he is associating with the taking of alcohol. That stubbornness make him to the more and more drive to take the alcohol. It's also giving the one signal for you. This is the alcohol becoming the addiction level of the problem or dependence level of the problem. At least one symptom. These are all the warning signs and symptoms we can able to pick up and make them to advise better to take the psychiatrist, especially addiction psychiatrist help.
And lastly, what steps can individuals take if they or someone they know is battling alcohol addiction? And what treatment options are available and how can they seek support in their journey to recovery?
Once the person by him or herself recognize that alcohol use consumption is becoming excessive and it's becoming consequential also. So then the any nearby the physician doctor's advice also she received that alcohol use habit become the dependence level or a harmful use level. We have to consult, refer to the addiction psychiatrist or psychiatrist. Then the proper assessment about the alcohol use pattern. When, at what age he started, at what age is his first he started to seeing some sort of the withdrawal symptoms and what are the consequences, health and as well as psychological and family, social and occupational consequences he is accumulating. And after the detailed assessment, we have to inquire about that psychiatric comorbid conditions like depression, anxiety, psychosis problems, whether these are also as a impacting his alcohol use pattern, and how to assess the family history also, whether the family history of the parents or the first generation or second generation having of alcohol use problems or dependence problem. So these are all the marking for the some genetical backup also. And this assessment will be not completed still entire the assessment of the family and how supportive system he has. And how he is having of the childhood or adolescent times, how he is having of the what type of personality he developed. So these are all based on the comprehensive workup. Then we have to started to give the a tailor-made interventions like suppose withdrawal management. It's called acute management. So sudden stopping of alcohol, some people will be prone to develop the bodily withdrawal symptoms. So that's called alcohol withdrawal syndrome. Sometimes it will be complicated also like a fits. Sometimes it will be complicated with the delirium. This means called altered confusional state. So it's a confusional state. People also, we have to treat accordingly the as a acute withdrawal management. Then this is the only first step. Whenever the addiction treatment plan, withdrawal treatment is just for one step. This will be usually happen. Mild to moderate severity is there. We have to treat in an OPD basis itself. Whether it's a severe withdrawal is there, we have to hospitalize the patient for a period of time, 5 to 10 days, at least as minimum as possible, 2 to 3 days also is sometimes sufficient. We have to treat the patient according to the need of the patient. Then, after the first step, long-term management we have to plan. So here, long-term management, whether the person is having of lost their control over the alcohol because of the craving, because of the impulses. So based on the design, pharmacotherapy options we have to give as a long-term basis. Their effect sizes is very modest, sometimes very minimal to moderate level it has. So as equivalent to the depression patient, we have to treat with the antidepressant, how effective he is. Same anti-craving medication is also that much effective. For example, as the cancer medications, when the cancer you are diagnosed, so your cancer medication, how much effective? The same effective size, this anti-craving medication for to treat the addiction problems also. So up to so far development, anti-craving medications is the long-term management plan. And second thing is the psychotherapeutic options also we have to try to hear. For example, how to manage these cravings with the cognitive behavioral therapy aspects, and how to we have to minimize the critical comments, which is the trigger usually happen in the family environment. So by that way, we have to give the family interventions and some sort of the relapse prevention therapies we have to give that. So we have to make the patient in what type of the needs he has, and that according to needs, his individualized plan we have to execute. And periodical schedule follow-ups are important to achieve the goal of the abstinence. Sometimes the abstinence is not the single most goal. Sometimes they make the patient to functionally well enough without alcohol or a controlled use of alcohol. So further, according to his goals, we have to work out and make the patient in a long-term follow-up care also.
Thank you, Dr. Naveen, for sharing your expertise and insights into the health impacts of alcohol addiction. It's essential to raise awareness and provide support for those affected by this issue. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in. Remember, seeking help is the first step towards overcoming alcohol addiction and reclaiming your health and well-being. Stay informed, stay proactive, and take care. Thank you.